You are watching a master at work.
True Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Walls, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. You can call in and text in at any and all times here, Truth Nation. In addition to that, y'all can always watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like, you can give us a share, as well as we are on our road to 5,000 subscribers. Make sure y'all, you know, never miss any of y'all favorite shows by downloading the 1017 The Truth app as well. Boy, I got a lot of tabs open. Happy Monday. It's gloomy. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. It's gloomy today. I ain't gonna lie. I woke up this morning. I don't like waking up to gloomy days like this. It kind of sucked the energy up out of you. I don't know about you, DJ Brother Z. You can ding or not. Do gloomy days like this suck some of the energy out of you? I just like, boy, oh boy, I want to start my Monday off on a high. I woke up kind of just not low, but I woke up like I'm tired. But it's another great week to be able to make an impact and be positive in somebody else's life. So with that, Truth Nation, I had a pretty cool weekend, and I want to share with y'all the weekend recap here on 101.7 The Truth on Truth to Power.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life, and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Truth Nation, the biggest headlines you need to know from the weekend. We're going to start off with a little international news. Because this is big news. The hostage release peace deal was made. And what we will see is when it comes to Israel and Hamas, the Islamic group, after 2 years of fighting between Israel and Hamas, which occupied, was in Gaza, the Gaza Strip. After 2 years of Israel wreaking havoc and on the Gaza Strip and also, I would say, committing a genocide against the Palestinian people, where you saw over 67,000 people killed, and a third of those 67,000 people were children. So that, if you can do math, you're talking about 20,000 children that were killed over the last 2 years on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian folks. After Israel starving the Palestinian people for almost a year now, the genocide is temporarily, and a key word for me, temporarily, is over. And today you saw a swap of prisoners. You saw, or I should say prisoners of war, as 1,700 Palestinian hostages were freed and 20 Israeli hostages were freed. And again, I think it is a beautiful thing when we see the current state of devastation come to an end and you see families get reunited on both sides. I do think that is a beautiful thing and it's an amazing thing. But also one thing I believe we do and we must understand is that this is far from over. Gaza's in rubbles, right? And Gaza's in rubbles and people are going back to their communities that are completely gone. So you're talking about playgrounds gone, schools gone, churches gone, houses gone, hospitals gone, decimated, destroyed. You have a strip of land in Gaza that is literally 25 miles long. I can drive from here all the way out to Waukesha, or maybe a little further, Oconomowoc, and get 25 miles. 25 minutes. Completely gone. 25 miles is what Gaza Strip was, holding 2 million people. And you see their lives were absolutely turned upside down. But the good thing is they no longer have to deal with the threat of bombs dropping over their head. So this is a good day. But I will say this. If you think for one second that there won't be any animosity that is held amongst the Palestinian people, if you don't think there is some 10-year-old or some teenager that had to deal with this over the last 2 years, had to see limbs get mangled, had to see family members die, had to move in terror over the last 2 years, 24 months, a little over 24 months, you are foolish. This is not over, unfortunately, because what Israel did for the last 2 years was more than just destroy a group. It created a whole bunch of group of individuals that will have this animosity and hate towards the Israeli people, unfortunately. So all I think we saw is this is a good day because we have peace now. But unfortunately, I do believe the acts of Israel will lead to an unsafe environment for years to come. And I do believe by 2028, there will be a skirmish or something will pop off again, simply because you don't have this type of destruction that you inflict on another community or another human being and don't have somebody out there seeking revenge. So I hope that Trump can get a peace officially to the Middle East. But I just feel like what Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, what he did over the last 2 years, just took it entirely too far, where I don't foresee them ever getting over this. So yes, there's a peace deal between the Hamas militant group in Israel, and really Israel deciding that they were no longer going to bomb the hell out of the Gaza Strip and the Palestinian people. That's what that came down to. It came down to mission accomplished. So I just want people to understand that this wasn't just like, oh, you know, we came in here and we negotiated something. We got it figured out. Because remember, there was a deal that they claimed they had. And I remember Donald Trump said, what in the hell are they doing? They're going to, you know, like they don't, what these people don't know what they're doing. And so now that Benjamin Netanyahu has completed his task, now he's good for a peace deal where they still occupy 53% of the Gaza Strip. So again, I'm so happy that there no longer will be children living in fear. I'm so happy there no longer be adult women and men who are living in fear, because that is a positive thing when you no longer have to worry about bombs dropping over your head, whether or not you'll have a night you can sleep comfortably, whether or not you know where you're going to find food. But do realize those communities are completely destroyed. Go ahead, Google it. Google Gaza Strip before Israel coming in and bombing them, and after. Completely decimated the Gaza Strip. But again, a positive day because we do have a deal where people don't have to deal with being bombarded. But also, another thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that there was a sad incident that occurred Friday night going into Saturday, not too far from an area that I frequent quite a bit. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but on 76th Street in Milwaukee over the weekend, while somebody was going to, the young lady's name was Kiara, and I hope I got it right, Kiara or Kiara, I want to make sure I get this right so I respect the family, but a young lady lost her life while crossing the street, while she was at a bar or around the bar on 76th Street in Milwaukee. And with that, I'm really hung up on finding this young lady now. I believe it is Kiara. But with that, she was, I don't know if she was going to or coming from Prime Social, but on 76th Street, she was crossing the street and unfortunately she was hit by a vehicle. Completely devastating. that she was hit by a vehicle while crossing the street. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because there's multiple things that I want to share about this and provide to Truth Nation in the community. Let me go ahead and just Google really quickly, because I do want to have her name, and I thought I had it up here on my computer because I did not put it in my notes. And so with the incident, though, as she was crossing the street, she was hit by a vehicle. And I want to send my condolences to her family, because from what I have read in the articles, it seems like she was a wonderful, wonderful young lady. And as someone who uses Good Hope, 76 and Good Hope quite often, I understand that is that area is a busier intersection. And that's my community. So it truly does suck to hear. But I do think in this tragedy, there is a reminder about while driving late at night, right? If you are driving your vehicle late at night, I think it's important that you are looking out and watching for everybody. Like, you need to be watching for everybody. Kiara Travis, thank you, DJ Brother Z. You got to be looking both ways, man. You got to. You got to be having your eyes up, heads up, phone down, paying attention. You got to be paying attention to what you're doing, because it is tragic, because this isn't the first time that this has happened. Just last week, they released a video of the two girls who were, I believe they were nurses, but the two girls who got hit by a car on Water Street, where a young lady drove through a green light, but she drove through a green light into barricades. And behind the barricade, she ended up hitting these two young ladies, and these young ladies were hospitalized for a while. We just got to be more responsible out there driving. Like, we just have to. We have to. Not only do you need to be a driver looking up, but you also need to be more of a defensive driver. You got to be aware of your surroundings. There's no reason why you should be running into people, especially driving that fast down the street on Good Hope Road or 76th Street. But then also, when you're talking about you downtown and you see barricades, how do you not see barriers that are blocking you? So drivers need to be more attentive and need to be more defensive. But also for those who are going out and having a good time, and walking along these busy intersections and these streets, please make sure you are looking both ways. Because at the end of the day, this type of stuff is preventable. We got to make sure we're looking both ways and we're aware of our surroundings as well. We do not rush to cross the street. And make sure when we go out, we have a good time and our judgment may be impaired. We need to make sure that if that is the case, that we just need to maybe have somebody around us and we need to be on our P's and our Q's, because this is tragic. This is extremely tragic. There is no reason that this needed to happen. But we must be mindful when we're crossing the streets and knowing where we're at and understanding to wait for the cars. Be patient, because this is extremely devastating. You go from having a good time to losing your life like that. So you can say it on air.
Pedestrians have the right of way. So, well, I'm going. You need to wait.
Yes. Pedestrians do have the right of way, but we got to understand that there's some fools out there. And so before you start walking, you got to inch out, look left, look right. It's a great point. And if you're in a crosswalk, if it is in a crosswalk, I'm not sure if she was in a crosswalk or not, or she was in an intersection, I'm not 100% sure. But if you do have a crosswalk, pedestrians do have the right of way. But there's a lot of fools out there that ain't paying attention. So you can walk in the street like you want to, but you can't trust these fools, especially late night like that. Look left, look right. And once they stop, once you see the vehicle stop, then cross the street. Definitely walk across these streets using your safety and using your judgment. But it's terrible. And the fact that somebody hit this young lady, Kiara Travis, and didn't stop and just kept going. How do you hit another human being with a vehicle and you don't stop? You keep going. That's despicable behavior. So, again, I feel so sorry, and I send my condolences to their family for what they're having to deal with. From what has been told, it seems like she was a wonderful individual. And I hope her legacy can live on through her family and through her friends, as it sounds like she was a wonderful person. And lastly, I want to update y'all on tariffs. Tariffs start tomorrow. More tariffs coming tomorrow, Truth Nation, so get ready. United States, Donald Trump, they're imposing new tariffs on imported timber, lumber, and derivative products. These tariffs are being added in a response to the U.S. Department of Commerce investigation that found that rising imports threaten the U.S. national security. So what that means is upholstered products, wooden products like chairs, sofas, recliners, headboards, and dining chairs, you're going to see those go up in price. If you're trying to remodel or something like that, you're looking for kitchen cabinets or vanities, the price of those are going to go up. So, you know, just for those who are looking, the price may not go up immediately tomorrow because I'm sure they're already stocked up. do know that we're eventually probably going to feel the squeeze of that price. So make sure if you're looking to do any type of upgrades, you're looking to buy some furniture, you're looking to buy a recliner, you're looking to upgrade your kitchen, do know that this might be the best time to buy before you have to deal with rising prices. Now, in addition to that, timber and lumber are also going to be impacted by this new tariff as well, which means for those who may be in the market of looking to buy or build, I should say, build a brand new home, you'll have to pay more. And estimates say that people who are looking to buy a new home and build it from the ground up are looking to pay at least $10,000 more in the cost of lumber. But in general, any lumber you buy is going to cost more. So that's something to also be looking out for. So even if you do a remodel, you're doing something where you need lumber, that price is going to be going up. Now, I'm telling y'all, the reason why this is important for us to understand, not just because the cost of living is continuing to go up, and we see that, but also the real behind these tariffs and the real impact behind these tariffs. And if you see in Milwaukee, if you ever go downtown Milwaukee and right along the river there, close to the Marcus Performing Arts Center parking garage, there is a construction that was taking place where they were supposed to be putting a high rise right there along the river. It was supposed to be a timber high rise, one of the tallest timber buildings in the world was going to be built right there. And the construction had begun. They started working on the foundation. But recently, last week, it was announced that they had to put a pause on this project here in downtown Milwaukee for housing because of the incoming tariffs. They were projected to have a shortfall. How big was the financial shortfall due to tariffs? Coming in at the cost of $25 million. A $25 million shortfall from a project that they already projected, had the numbers already out. But due to the tariffs, it is now they have a shortfall of $25 million. Truth Nation, they are stopping building an apartment building in downtown Milwaukee because of tariffs. No other reason other than tariffs. But for me, the reason why I bring this up is, doesn't that ring a bell? I know I was a little bit younger during the 2007 to 2010 times, but I recall during the recession of that time, there were a lot of apartment buildings across the country and even here in Wisconsin where they had to put a pause on building it. Matter of fact, if you were in your 30s or you in your 40s, you probably recall right there on Water Street, they were building a brand new luxurious apartment on Water Street, the corner of Water Street. But on the heart of Water Street, I should say. And they were building this high-rise apartment, but then all of a sudden they had to stop the construction. They had to stop the construction of building that building during the 2007, 8, 9, 10, during the recession because of the fact that the affordability, the financial crisis that we were facing. So it wasn't until years later where MSOE bought that building and then finished the construction and converted it into student housing that get completed. But that project in downtown Milwaukee got stopped because of the recession. And now we're seeing a building in downtown Milwaukee being stopped because of quote unquote tariffs. All I'm saying, y'all, is we need to follow the tea leaves. Follow the tea leaves and let's see exactly where it takes us. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. Is anybody concerned at all about these tariffs hurting you on a day-to-day basis? Again, 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talk to text line. On the other side, Truth Nation, when we come back, there was another incident that happened last week that was a police-involved shooting or off-duty police-involved shooting that made waves on the internet this weekend, not because of the fact that an officer just shot somebody, but because of the fact that community seems to me has mistrust, but also lacks some accountability in some sense. Where it sounds to me that we are asking the police to have something that maybe our community does not have. But again, 833-212-1017, that's the Truth Talking text line. We'll talk tariffs, but also we'll talk about the off-duty police officer shooting that took place last week here in Milwaukee. And I'll give my take on accountability having to go both ways. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll be back in.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Walton. I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can always call in, text him at 833-212-1017. I'm representing my Jackson Churio Brewers jersey as the Brewers are in the National League Championship Series for the first time since 2018. Been a long time. First time they got out, they won a playoff series since 2018. Hell, in 2018, Zach was still in. Were you still in college, DJ Brother Z? Still in college. Look at him now, grown ass man. But you can also watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Go Brewers today as the Brewers take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in game one of the NLCS. Right here in downtown Milwaukee. But again, make sure y'all watching streamers live on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe. But before I transition, I was talking about the last story I was talking about. I was talking about the Middle East and the fact that Donald Trump administration was able to successfully broker a peace deal that will stop bombs dropping over Gaza. But again, I'm not skeptical. I just feel like Israel caused entirely too much damage to ever think that this is just going to end, and way too much animosity. So I think by 2028, there will be more bombs that will be dropped. But then in addition to that, we did talk about tariffs. And there is a tariff that is going to be implemented tomorrow that's going to impact sofas, recliners, headboards, dining chairs, kitchen cabinets, vanities, but also the cost of lumber and also the cost of other materials such as timber as well. Here in downtown Milwaukee, you just heard a story last week where they're building a brand new apartment building along the riverfront that they had to pause it because of the tariffs. They're seeing an increase of $25 million of cost for their project, which has caused them to pause the overall project. And 833-212-1017, Winky Blue, what are your thoughts on tariffs? Oh, Meech. Meech, what is your thoughts on tariffs?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's going on? So the tariffs, you know, situation that, you know, keep getting, you know, shot out everywhere. I think it's a little deeper than just the tariffs. I think the tariff idea is more so to cover up the truth. And the truth for me, well, I think this is my opinion. Just looking around what's going on, everything closing, collapsing, and being shifted around. The blame got to be put somewhere. So you blame the China tariff situation, but honestly, we going through not a depression or not a recession. This is we about to go through a currency reset. What a lot of people don't really see or understand is it's definitely bigger than that. It's deeper than that. I don't know how deep you is in certain markets. Like I'm into the crypto market. This is something that our community, our city, the world actually needs to know and kind of catch up on, because this is the way it's transitioning. So Friday, they announced the tariffs with China situation. Mm-hmm. The market collapsed to 1 point some trillion, biggest collapse in crypto history. The stock market went down too. And then a day later, 48 hours later, you know, he making another announcement, you know, Trump say, hey, me and the president of China, we're gonna get it together.
We cool. He lost his mind.
He don't want his country to be in depression. We don't want ours, and the market turned back green. So it's market manipulation, but the blame got to be placed somewhere, and they putting it off on the tariffs. But what they're really doing is trying to collapse the dollar, which they're about to do. The dollar ain't got no value no more. Really.
I'll say this.
And they transitioning.
I was just in Europe, and I'm telling you, I was in Europe in 2015, 2016, and the U.S. dollar was a lot stronger at that point than what it was now. It was a little painful.
The buying power, if I'm correct, I don't know, somebody got to look it up, but I think it's about the dollar worth 3 cents of its buying power. Like, it's basically lost 90% of its purchasing power. And this is all design. This is all about design. I know a lot of people going to say, this just sounds crazy. That's not what's happening. They'll never allow it. But all the crypto bills are being signed. They're keeping it under wraps because they don't want people to really get a hold of what's going on. It's not Bitcoin. I know Bitcoin is at 100,000 and, you know, it's rising, but Bitcoin ain't the key. The key is, this is very important that people get this. XRP technology. Whenever somebody get a chance to look it up, look up XRP, XLM, and XDC.
Okay. Thank you. I own some XRP, so hopefully XRP do blow up like Bitcoin. I'm going to go to break. But I remember back in 2014, must have been 2015, I was working at Parkside. And I remember when Bitcoin maybe was like 17,000. I feel like it dropped down to like maybe 8,000 or something like that at that time. And I remember, you know, I had too much say, but I was still living at the crib. I was freshly out of grad school. And I remember I was talking to my one friend. He got an Ivy League degree. He's an Ivy League dude. So, you know, what I try to do is I try to follow people that have success, even like Dr. Ken. People that have success, I try to peep things that they do, right? What is a common trend amongst those who are able to build themselves up, right? Those who, you know, do things that make them successful. And I try to peep what they do, and I try to follow some of the trends, right? And I'm not like buddy-buddy with people, but like I know people, and I try to see what is it that they're doing. That's why I ended up working with Northwestern Mutual, because I said, wait a minute, a lot of these people I know work with Northwestern Mutual. And one of my frat brothers told me, hey, he said, man, make sure you invest in this, right? He was just telling me, you want to invest. And so I try to peep what they say. And so I remember back in, I think it was 2015, I said, if it get down to 5,000, I said, I knew at that time that I had a safety net. I didn't have to worry about paying rent. So I knew if I emptied out my bank account, that was a scary thing, to buy a Bitcoin, I was willing to do it. But it never dropped down. And that was one of my biggest regrets, because I would have just bought one Bitcoin back then. If I would have just said, forget it, I'm just going to buy that one Bitcoin, empty out everything. I have so much money right now, it's crazy. But again, 833-212-1017. When we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to get to it, because I do want to have this conversation, because again, over the weekend on social media, I saw a lot of people talking about the incident, again, tragic incident that took place on Mill Road last week, where an off-duty officer shot and killed a young man after a road rage incident. I believe Sherwin talked about it on his show today. But there was a road rage incident that had to do with Elijah Wilkes and an off-duty officer. And I was outraged and upset when I first heard it, but I wasn't like, I'm about to talk about this on the show, because I needed more information. I was like, let me wait. Let me kind of see how the dust settles, because if this goes the direction where this young man, Elijah Wilkes, was shot and killed by this off-duty officer who was doing something wrong, I know that a lot of the information we're going to get, I'll be able to talk about it next week, which is now this week. And then I saw B. Ivory Lamar, the family attorney, also somebody who's a friend of the station. I saw B. Ivory Lamar go up there with the family and address what happened. And when I saw what they addressed and them addressing everything, I realized that that was a family taking accountability for the actions of a loved one. How hard it is, how painstaking it is to know that your loved one is gone on this earth. But taking accountability and not buying into, let's get upset, let's get mad. I was proud of that moment for that family. I was proud of what they were able to do, because that was a lesson for everybody to see what accountability is. But what bothers me is that we, and when I say we, I'm talking about we as Americans, so many times, so often, tell the police, and I'm going to talk about it today, that they need to be held accountable for their actions. Absolutely. I'm right there with you. I'll be the first one saying these police need to be held accountable. Me and Homer Blowdon went back and forth with it a little bit when he joined my show a little bit. I'm trying to think who else I went back and forth with. But the thing is that I believe accountability goes both ways. We can't moan and cry about what the police do, but then when we see a family accepting accountability and we see our own view from a Ring door camera, we want to sit there and say, well, bump's what the family said. No, I know what I saw. I want to be mad. No. Accountability works both ways. We'll talk about that more on the other side. We'll talk about the tragic incident. But again, with these incidents, there needs to be a lesson that is learned from it. And I'm going to break down this case and let y'all know why accountability has to go both ways in order for us to truly be in harmony, in order for us to actually get what we deserve from law enforcement here in Milwaukee. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wolf. We're going to talk accountability when we come back.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect Packer game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaway, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in Protect the End Zone, the interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. And if you're looking for driver's insurance, homeowner's insurance, life insurance, guess what? Go to AmFam.com today. It's AmFam.com today to find an agent near you or to get an instant quote. That is AmFam.com. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And we're live from the American Family Insurance Studio here in downtown Milwaukee. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And I kind of alluded to on the other side, talking about accountability, right? Something that's important. And the community, when it came to a lot of us being mad and outraged about what happened in down, or excuse me, not down, what happened last week, it is tragic. It is sad. It is terrible. And a lot of us were outraged and confused and mad about what happened. The community called for transparency and answers. And I saw it all over social media where people were mad. But then on Friday, the family held a press conference and said what happened was justified. Now, with that, y'all can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear exactly from the family. And I think it is essential when we hear from the family and we listen to them, there's some key things that they say that make us have to understand this is a level of accountability that we need in order for us to truly make sure that once we are accountable, then we can hold the police department, we can hold the judges, we can hold the system's feet to the fire for the nonsense that they commit against us. But once we hold ourselves accountable, we can transition that over to the police department. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube or turn up your radio as we have a news story from Fox 6.
He pistol whipped the officer during a confrontation over a fender bender. Fox 6's Stephanie Quirk is here in studio. And Steph, the family believes their loved one made a tragic mistake.
Yeah, Ben, Kim, it was a powerful press conference. This family just watched the video that shows the death of their loved one, 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. They then thanked the police department and called the shooting justified.
My brother was a good person. Everybody loved my brother.
A heartbroken family.
I think we all can learn something from what happened today.
With a powerful message Friday.
And it could have been any one of us or any one of our kids, because we all are one seat away from making the wrong decision.
The family says an off-duty officer's actions that ended in the death of 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes were justified.
The video in which myself and his mother, Pam, did watch today is he does slap the off-duty officer with the firearm.
The family's attorney, Beivory Lamar, is referring to the dash camera video that they say is on track with what MPD already said Thursday.
Does depict Elijah pointing the firearm at the off-duty officer, and the off-duty officer did respond what we believe in accordance with his training and did fire off several shots.
They say the video shows that happened after Wilkes and the off-duty officer got into a fender bender near 47th and Mill.
I don't believe Elijah knew that it was a police officer, but whether it was or it wasn't, the encounter should have been different. Encounter should have been different out the gate.
After the news conference, family of Wilkes released balloons, a moment for them to pause and to remember their loved one.
My nephew, he made a decision that he should not have made, and that's just something we have to live with. Him as a person, he was a son, a brother, a grandson, a nephew.
Now, the officer in this case is a 40-year-old man
again,
with more than 20
5,
years on the force.
And again, I think you just heard something there at the end that was, to me, so important, is that this young man's auntie, who is obviously dealing with tragedy, right? Tragedy of losing a loved one and losing her nephew. But in that moment, she was able to share and drop a gem that I think is so important for us to hear and for us to understand of accountability. Is that she talked about the fact that, listen, in this situation, you know, he made a decision that led to this outcome. And I think somebody saying that, instead of taking the route of being very mad at the police, it was the level of accountability where you can use this as a lesson. And it's so powerful when I hear somebody say something like that, because I think it is important for us all to know that sometimes it ain't, we can't always point the finger at the police and saying they did something wrong. But 833-212-1017, whose fault is it that the community, for me, I feel like the reason why we point the fingers because we don't have trust. But whose fault is that? 833-212-1017. Because the response online that I saw, right, especially after the family had spoken, we saw this. And there was a Ring camera angle that allegedly was put out there. It shows, based off the response, it shows a lack of trust and a disconnect between the community and the police. And I want to know, where does that come from? 833-212-1017. Where do you believe it comes from? And listen, I understand Briavi Lamar, the attorney. He said it was justified, and the family said it as well. But within that, I do believe that the community does have a right to not trust MPD. I talk about accountability, and I say we need to have a level of accountability that we saw from Mr. Wilkes' family. Even in their tragedy, they were able to say he made a mistake that led to the end of his life. So it was justified. But within that, I do think there's a bigger conversation that we need to have about why we as a community obviously feel this way. I feel like we have every right to be skeptical and ask the questions. We do. And the reason why we have every right to do that is because as a community, I feel like we've been burned time after time after time after time, not only just by police and law enforcement, but also when you're talking about the district attorney's office. We can't take anything they say at face value. That's why I'm happy that the family was able to get Briavi Lamar to be their attorney to represent them and help them, because there's been many instances where it was not justified. There's been many instances where we were beaten, we were killed, shot, whatever it was, and it wasn't justified, but there was a cover-up from within the police department or cover-up with the district attorney office. And so I understand why we should feel this way, and I'm glad that they got the attorney so we can not take them at face value and get all the information. And I respect police chief, I respect the police, I respect Jeffrey Norman a lot. But for us to hear any type of incident between a police officer, whether off duty or in uniform, and a citizen, a civilian, we can't give them the benefit of the doubt because of the history that they have. It's not our fault that we can't give you the benefit of the doubt. It is purely on y'all. And the reason I say that, a simple Google search will show you why I believe it is purely on them, because me as a taxpaying citizen, DJ Brother Z as a taxpaying citizen, you as a taxpaying citizen of Milwaukee, too many of our dollars have been spent on settling lawsuits against the Milwaukee Police Department. So there needs to be a greater level of accountability from MPD and a greater level of accountability from, I would say, the judicial system in order for us to actually trust and believe when we see information to believe it. And again, if you Google lawsuits against MPD or settled lawsuits against MPD, you will see just in the year of 2025, there is $7 million, over $7 million so far in 2025 that has been put out there to settle cases. Now, some of that money goes to one case. And that has to do with the judicial system and judges making poor decisions that's now costing us, we, the taxpayer, a lot of money. Poor judgment by judges, poor judgment by the DAs, poor judgment by law enforcement is costing us millions of dollars. Matter of fact, in this one specific year, based off the one case where we had to pay over $6 million, the city of Milwaukee was looking at potentially taking out a loan to help cover the payment. Let that sink in. Our city is taking out a loan not to develop housing for our elderly, not to fix the potholes in our road, not to invest in education, not to invest in workforce, but to pay off somebody who had a lawsuit against MPD and the judicial system here in Milwaukee. We're taking out loans for the bad judgment and decisions made by police officers and by judges and by this system that we have here in Milwaukee. So I get it. In this instance, the off-duty officer was justified. But until MPD fires all officers who are guilty of wrongdoing, there will always be a sense or inkling of mistrust from the community to the police. If they truly want to be about it, anytime somebody does something wrong, they would say, you are fired. We cannot have you. But again, with all that said, again, I want to go back to what this young man's auntie said. Because even though I'm coming at the police with this, I also want us to understand and recognize that this is a sad but powerful lesson. When she said he should have not made that decision, and it's something that they have to live with now when it comes to Elijah Wilkes, that is so powerful. And that's a level of accountability that is missing in America, missing in our community. Because when I look at our community, I feel like if we had this level of accountability for each other, it will rise all of us up. So again, while some folks in the community saw the Ring camera video on the weekend and were outraged about that, the family saw the dash cam video and accepted accountability and accepted that this is what happened. And I feel like as a community, that is the level of accountability a lot of us need to take. We need to seek transparency. We need to ask for answers. But also, if we get the transparency, and we should have known as soon as the police were willing to show it to family that quickly, we should have known that they felt pretty confident about this. But I do think this is a great lesson for the community. We should be mad and we should be outraged, but also we should use this as an antidote to tell kids and other people you need to control your emotions, because the actions of Elijah Wilkes led to not only his tragic death, but it also led to a family being broken, sad, losing a son, losing a grandson, losing a brother, losing a nephew. The actions that you take don't just impact you. They impact those around you. 833-212-AND WHO LOVE YOU. 1017, Marlon, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Yeah, how you doing? So I don't think this is anybody but the fault but the families. When they were on, when this first originally happened, they were on TV, and I can't remember, it was on Facebook Live or something. I believe it was an aunt was in the middle of the street yelling, "There's no way he could have did this. We have videos saying that he didn't do this. He isn't like that. He wouldn't be carrying a gun. He does all this and does all that." So it sounded to me like they don't even know who her nephew or their son is or whatever, you know. But I do have to say it was very forthcoming when the parents, when they did see the video and they stood up and said, "No, this is what happened." But for them originally, it was, "No, that's not who he is. He doesn't carry a gun."
Do you fault them for that, Marlon? We have all
these videos. Huh?
Do you fault
them for
that? Yeah,
I do.
Really?
Why? Yeah. Why? Yeah, I do. Yeah, because you can't just take extreme measures right off the bat. Again, if we believe the police or not, I still have to look at my own actions in a situation, regardless of whoever else is there. And I can't say, "Hey, my son don't do this because he never carried a gun and he doesn't do that. And he doesn't do that around me." But what he does out in the street is a totally different thing. So then it makes me look foolish when I say, "No, he doesn't do that. No, he doesn't carry a gun." And then all of a sudden there's a video and he pulls out a gun. How is that the police fault? How is that not them taking accountability for their own son or nephew or whoever he was? To, you know what I mean? I think it's a little bit of both. Now, does that come from not liking the police? Yeah, the ultimate saying that the police lied and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that came from not trust with the police. But they jumped out there first thing and was saying the police lied, the police lied, police lied. And like you said, the police the whole time said we have video evidence. And what came out? They have video evidence. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the family's issue who just jumped out there first and started talking about how there's no way he could have did this because he never had this person, or he doesn't have that personality, or he's never done this before.
I get it, Marlon. I mean, you know, you don't always know everything about your family member, but sometimes you have an inkling. But I mean, that's tough. It's tragic, and I might react a little emotionally with the family, but again, my main focus today was the fact that we as a community have absolutely every single right to have distrust and to not give the police the benefit of the doubt or give the district attorney's office or judges the benefit of the doubt, because we have been burned entirely too many times. On the other side, we'll wrap up this conversation. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you give us a share. If you have any comments, go ahead. You can text in at 833-212-1017. But on the other side, we'll wrap up this conversation talking about we need to have accountability on both sides in order for us to truly grow and thrive as a community between the police and the citizens. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll be back.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One, two, three, ho!
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Walsh. I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Make sure y'all always like and share on 1017 The Truth. Gave us a like, and make sure you subscribe to The Truth here on YouTube. But I just want to finish up having this conversation, talking about a tragic situation, and I send my condolences out to the family of Elijah Wilkes, because I understand how terrible this is to lose a loved one just like that. But also, I just want to say this is a great lesson for our community and a great lesson for so many young men, right? Women, but young men. And we should, again, understand that fighting and getting physical is not always the answer. You know, we must use our words and let calmer heads prevail. And I understand that. I'm one over the last 15 years to have grown leaps and bounds. 20-year-old Kyle was ready to fight anybody. I remember my first week at Whitewater, I was ready to fight somebody. And I ain't even a fighter like that, but I ain't no problem. But I realize over time is that respect is a big deal in our community, but respect is a big deal with me, and being disrespected is something that a lot of us just don't stand for, and we feel like our pride is being disrespected. And as I've gotten older, I understand there's probably some trauma that was passed down to me, that was passed down to my family, and my dad, that was, and the men in my family, that was passed down to my grandfather, that was passed down from my great-grandfather. I fully understand that as a black man in America, there's a lot of trauma that's passed down to us, a lot of disrespect. But we got to let calmer heads prevail. We can't just be pistol-whipping folks. We can't get out the car yelling at people with an accident. You pull over to the side, you have a conversation, you let the police come and handle it. But we got to let calmer heads prevail, but we also got to take accountability. We got to applaud families when they take accountability. And then also we got to continue to hold the police department and the judges and the system accountable for when they do us wrong. Because we got to build better bridges between us and the police in order for our community to truly be one for all. But this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Walsh on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, I love y'all. Peace out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Drown that funky soul.